This is tape number 11 in the 12-hour series of the new album. This new album is really going to be very interesting to you to listen to it. It'll tell you about me looking down into the face of machine gun in the missionary field and how God brought me out through the power of the Holy Ghost. Then also about speaking in Chinese. When I was testifying as a young man, a restaurant man came out and said, "You learn Chinese and speak in Chinese, I get saved." Then the eyes of Jesus, one of the most important things, John F. Kennedy in the outer perimeter of heaven. And John F. Kennedy was there in the outer perimeter of heaven, which you'd call paradise, and which is wonderful to hear the angels sing and the things that's going on in heaven, especially looking down into a machine gun. Now, friends, the eyes of Jesus are so powerful, and the eyes of Jesus, no artist could ever paint them, because they are fire, look clear out into the whole parts of heaven, light up all of heaven. And so I know you'll enjoy this tape number 11, because it tells all about these wonderful things, looking down the face of machine gun in the mission field when the bandits stopped us, and we finally got them saved. You know, there's no limit with God, because God is a great, great God, and I know you'll enjoy it very much, because God is real. Friends, it's so real, so precious, so wonderful, so real, that God will bless you in every way. And friends, now we're going into the meeting live. The meeting live, where it's in progress, where God's moving in such a way that God is blessing us.
God, under the authority of God and the power of the Holy Ghost, and knowing it's so, I know from where I speak, the devil has to go. And when the devil leaves, that vessel is emptied out. That's a serious time for that person, because could be seven more devils jump in. To stop that, you praise the Lord and praise Jesus for that. And Jesus will not let those devils come in by two sources, the blood and his name. The blood and his name. One place the devil cannot cross is the bloodline. And he hates the name of Jesus. He'll run at the name of Jesus. He'll run. He cannot stand to hear the name of Jesus made manifest, a manifestation of the Holy Ghost. We're manifestors. We manifest. We manifest the Holy Ghost, a manifestation of a holy, holy God. I've seen it happen. In Ibarra, Ecuador, where our precious sisters are from, Quito, we're in the marketplace in Ecuador. Oh, maybe I'm not supposed to keep dates, times, and seasons. But in the marketplace there, it was jammed and packed. Indians, native people, Ecuadorians in there, coming for deliverance, the power of the Holy Ghost. And what a time we had, glorifying the Lord and the victory after it all took place. And then I can tell you I have been in tremendous meetings. We were in one time in Carnegie Hall, jammed it to the doors. In missionary meetings. My, since I went to heaven, go back there, it burst the sides open. I've been invited today to go to Madison Square Garden in New York. In New York, there are thousands of Latins. I love the Latins. I'll tell you, that Latin love in the Holy Ghost, the best in the world. That love in the Holy Ghost, none is better. And I tell you, in New York, there Puerto Rico speaks. Hallelujah. You ever heard that? Then going from Madison Square Garden, we're going to the whole nation of Puerto Rico. When I was in New York at the Holiday Inn, I preached in a great big old Presbyterian church. And I believe some of those brothers are here tonight. In fact, my first pastor's wife is here tonight. Over 60 years ago, that led me into the Holy Ghost. She's right here in the meeting. Right here. She had lunch with me tonight, or dinner, doesn't make it, whatever you call it. But we broke, and with her husband many years, over 60 years ago, he taught me the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I was a Baptist too. And I was also an Anglican, and like I said, and a Catholic sister taught me the Lord's Prayer and the Catechism, and a Jewish doctor brought me into this world. That's quite a combination. Anglican, Baptist, Catholic, and Jewish. So I do have a Jewish wife. And also I've been invited by the Jews of New York. I'll tell you, get the new Jews of New York inviting you. It's going to happen. Next year in March, it'll happen. God's going to bless it in a marvelous way. There's nothing too big for God. And Brother Hayes, you come. Please come. Because who won't like him to come? Please come. Because it's going to happen. Just a little thought, please, before I go into the Word of God in heaven. Got it all ready tonight. I've been praying for 2 days about this message tonight. Not just praying, just talking to Jesus. I was down in Crystal River with you, my precious brother. And they were laying all over and laying down praying and going just like the word Atlanta, Georgia. And it knocked me flat on my back down there on that out. And it was, we got into the office there and it was still going. We couldn't stop talking, couldn't talk English. And I looked up and angels was all go to Crystal River because angels was all over that platform. All over and over and above it. Looking up, seeing that most wonderful park, the face of Jesus appeared to me right among all those angels. Because angels are real. Going back to the time that I got the Holy Ghost, I was a student in those days. I've studied medicine, we won't go into that. And studied the Bible, the Word of God. No use going into that. But I want to tell you the time that I got the Baptist Holy Ghost. First of all, I got washed in the blood and accepted Jesus my Savior. Of course, I was a believer. It's different to be being a believer and a possessor. Oh, I believed. But to possess something is different than just to confess something. Confession and possession is completely two different realities. And I was asked to go out to that street meeting, a lot of Chinese there, all around, and they said, I said, Brother Percy, get out there and tell them you love Jesus. See, I was told to. I got out there, and I had a big red or green apple right in my throat, and all I could do was nothing. Just nothing. And that Chinaman was watching me. He had a long, his hair was down and back, plaited down the back. Then Johnny McConnell come by there years ago, and the pastor's name was Charles Orville Benham. His wife is here. And in that tent meeting, that Sunday at noon, there's a big old strapping fellow there. He says, you need the Holy Ghost. Slap. And I thought I was really a dandy. got saved, and I had me some patent leather shoes in those days, buttons on the side, and a silk black silk shirt. And I'm telling you, I was really dancing. All the gals was after me. That's the truth. No, glory to the holy name of our Lord. Praise His name. Will you praise His name? Will you praise His name? Glory, glory, glory. Say glory.
Glory.
Say hallelujah.
Glory.
Say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise His holy name. Glory. Hallelujah. And I received the infilling of the Holy Ghost and fire. I was praying there with an Indian woman on one side and a converted Catholic, and he became a missionary on the other side. Just keep saying Jesus. And I kept saying Jesus. Just keep saying Jesus. Just say praise Jesus. Just say praise Jesus. I kept on praying. I didn't want an imitation. I wanted something genuine and real that would work. Looking up there in behind that platform in that sawdust, looking up there, I saw the fire. I want to tell you, I saw the fire of God. I saw it. Just felt it. I saw the fire of God coming down. Coming down. And I just such a bright light coming down. And that hit me straight on the top of my head. And I was out. Speaking in tongues. Just like that. It was on a Sunday. And there were several in that meeting. Johnny, there was five women in particular. Been trying to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost for 3 or 4 years. God led me to those five women. Every one of them jumped up speaking in tongues right now. Holy Ghost. But then I went down to the afternoon, to the Saturday night meeting the next Saturday night to testify. Oh, I didn't have any red apple in my throat. No green ones, nothing. I got out there and it just poured out. It just poured out. Praise the Lord. And that Chinaman got saved. That Chinese gentleman run a restaurant there. And the restaurant, I'd been eating that restaurant. He had a good restaurant. Go and eat in that restaurant every day. But this Monday, I went, he was there and he knelt down. He didn't know what to do. He just knelt down, got up, knelt down, and went back to his restroom. That's all he done that night. Got in that Chinese restroom, long counter, and I couldn't speak in the English language for 3 solid weeks. Got in that Chinese restroom, in there just talking away. Hey, where you learn Chinese, he said. Where you learn Chinese? Where you learn Chinese? God, it said they heard them speak at Pentecost. They heard them speak, everyone, in their own language. It was there. And there was also an unknown language, which was the language of God. I'll tell you, the Holy Ghost, when I get preaching in the Holy Ghost, I'll tell you, that Spanish just rolls out. But I got, in order to speak in the Indian languages, which we just can speak, that just rolls out under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, and I'd just well sit down if I don't have the anointing. Just well sit down and stop. Because you cannot do anything without the anointing of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. That Chinaman was saved. He was saved in Vancouver. Chinaman was saved. And he went back to China. Went that really, really fast, preaching the gospel. That made a missionary out of him. It made him get saved. It made him was filled with the Holy Ghost. These miraculous things can happen through the power of the living God. And being with Normal Hayes, his ministry. Brother Hayes, you've got a special ministry. I mean it. Around the world. You've got power to cast out devils. And they can't stand on your ministry. I know. Can't stand on them. I could go. You know, I've been through something. Paul had. Yes, he did. The right to say some of the things he's been through. I've been beat for the gospel till blood run out of my head. That's for the gospel. Oh, what a privilege that is to have something happen to you like that. That's a privilege. That's not anything to go to feel sorry about. I am glad it happened to me. I went up in the upper Bronco Brazilian territories years and years ago. Brother Sornerson didn't show up and come back. He'd gone up, and the renegades robbed him. They killed him. And he lay there when he was dying. He was a Swedish man. He wrote in Swedish as he was dying, "I'm glad that I'm able to give my life for the gospel of Jesus Christ." Oh, what a message. But you see, you don't have to do that. We got power to rebuke the devil. You don't have to die. God can use somebody living better than he can use a dead man. Say amen. Amen. That's right. So then one time the terrorists got after me. That was funny. That was real funny. See, I've faced down the barrel of a machine gun. Down the barrel. And you know, the man that held the machine gun at me turned after, got through it, and made a deal with him to give him medicine, all this stuff. He turned around and took me an offering. But the most wonderful part that happened to me, they were going to stab me. You ever see a knife coming right at your face, like a missionary to be slaughtered? You see, but God told me what to do. I ducked my head and he killed his partner, stabbed his partner right behind me instead of me. Killed his own partner. Instead of the knife, it hit him. I just want to tell you these things because, you know, I've been through something. But I'll tell you what it's done to me. It's filled me full of love. It's made me love my enemies. It's made me love those. And when I sat on the love seat in heaven, God's put so much love in me, I can just go through these hallways and hug all these gentlemen and ladies, just feel wonderful hugging them. Real. Read the scripture. I'm going to take you into heaven tonight. Go to Hebrews. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Thank God when I look at that Bible, I just get on fire. Comes from the 12th chapter of Hebrews. And let's go for the 22nd verse. Oh, you can read the first verse. And also terrible was the sight that Moses said, "I was exceedingly fear and quake." But ye're come, says the gospel. Ye're come. Now this is the new covenant. This is old covenant passed away, and we're living under the new covenant. The covenant we get to heaven. We're living under the new covenant. We're not living back under the law. We're living under the dispensation of love, grace, peace, joy, and long-suffering against. There is no law. And it said, "But you're come unto Mount Zion, unto the city." I've been there, unto the city of living God. I've been up to that city of the living God. Glory to God, the city of living God. The city of the living God. Woo! The city of the living God. Can't you feel this in your feet? You feel it in your feet? Hallelujah, in your feet. It gets down in my feet and my big toe begins to wiggle. Hallelujah. It's all over me, keeping me alive. In the city of the living God and the heavenly Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem. And then the temple stands right next to the city four square. And to innumerable company of angels. Angels by the millions, I'm telling you. angels by the million to a great host of angels. Don't forget the angels. Don't forget the angels. To the general assembly of the Church of the Firstborn. That's the one I belong to. Church of the Firstborn. My headquarters is in heaven. Where's your headquarters? I've been asked by that, where's your home? I've been asked that, asked, get on. I said, in heaven. Where's your church headquarters, heaven? It's good to have good fellowship here. Don't misunderstand me. It's also good to have your headquarters in heaven. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, amen. Glory, General Assembly, the Church of the Firstborn, which is written in heaven. Written there. Written in heaven. And to God the judge, and I'll tell you, when that judgment comes, we're going to pass by that judgment. I saw saw the judgment throne of God, the golden altar, the great white throne of fire. I saw that brazen altar, but also saw when the judgment was going to take place. When we won't be judged for the simple reason Jesus is going to stand there. As we walk by, He's going to say, "These are mine, my Father." He's going to stand there as our potentate, our chief bishop, as our representative, and we're His because Jesus bought us on Calvary with His blood. We're His. We're His. We're Jesus. Belong to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Woo! Written in heaven, and to God the judge, and all the spirits of just men, spirits of all the spirits of just men made perfect. Perfect, 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 perfect. Taking you into heaven tonight. It's in the scripture. Men and to Jesus, and to Jesus, and to Jesus. Say it, and to Jesus, say it. And to Jesus. Say it, and to Jesus. Now look. The mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things. And that of Abel. Cain killed Abel. His blood cried from the ground, because his brother, was killed and murdered. They even showed me in heaven where Cain got his wife. I'm not going to tell you tonight. I haven't got time. I've got to get this message through. But oh, yes. And you know, Jesus, while the blood of Jesus, while the blood of Abel spoke out of the ground, Jesus was, listen, crucified on a cross and shed His blood, and He spoke out of heaven to Paul. He spoke out of heaven. While Abel spoke from the earth, from the ground, from the world, Jesus' Son spoke from above. Hallelujah. Glory. See that you refuse not Him that speaketh, Jesus. Don't refuse Him. Don't turn your back on Him. Don't refuse His voice. Don't disobey anything that Jesus says. For if they escape not who refuse Him that speak on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from Him that speaketh from heaven. Speaketh from heaven. Oh, Jesus, I tell you, I love you, and you know I love you. Prayed for 7.5 years. After I got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, speaking other tongues, or what, that wet, nasty, cold night came to me through the shining lights of eternity. Through looking up towards the heaven, I was coming out of that tent meeting. That night, it was rain, it was cold. It was cold, it turned cold, spring of the year. And I looked up, coming down the street, and the angels started singing to me out of heaven that night. Singing to me! That was my first experience of a whole host of angels. Angels met me walking down the street. And I went into that little place where I was staying with an Irish Catholic woman run that room and house, and walked upstairs speaking in tongues. She looked at me and said, "My boy, you're drunk." She thought I'd got out and got drunk. She didn't know any better. And you know what? And I got in that room praising and glorifying God, praising Him, speaking tongues all night long. In there, and for days, under the anointing and under the power. I feel like picking this thing up and going with me. Hallelujah. Power they had at Pentecost. Glory to God. Whose voice that shook the earth. Whose voice that shook the earth, shook it. You wait till that river of life is opened up. And this old earth is going to... But it didn't only shake the earth. But now He hath promised, saying, "Yet once more I will shake the earth. I will shake not the earth only, but also heaven." The old heaven is being shook away. And I went to the new heaven where Jesus was and walked with Jesus in heaven for 5.5 days. Heaven. 5.5 days. Went. Whose voice then shook the earth, but now He hath promised, saying, "Yet once more I will shake not the earth only, but also the heavens." That river of life. Jesus took me across the river of life. It's a river, 2,000 miles long. Can you imagine that everything seems to run in thousands up there? The temple's 1,000 miles deep. A day is 1,000 miles, the Lord. It's 2,000 miles from the base of the throne to where God sits. 2,000 earthly miles all over the place. 2,000. God doesn't deal in our earthly days. He deals now in thousands. And he's going to break those eastern skies. He's going to come. And He's going to catch His waiting bride away. Blessed is he that is found waiting and watching. I look every day, go and look out of that den. And I look and just look, see if Jesus up there already. I look for Jesus every day. I look for, because I've been with Him, and He told me He was coming back, and I'm looking for Him. And He told me these bones would never see corruption. But He told me. Never, so it's got to be pretty soon, because I'm 82. I may live to 130, who knows, but I'm living until Jesus comes. Say amen. Amen! Amen! Amen. Amen. Glory! Woo! Hallelujah! Whose voice then shook the earth, but now and then... And this word yet once more signified the removing of these things that are shaken of the things that are made, and these things which cannot be shaken may remain. You can shake this old earthly thing, but you can't be shaken when you got the Holy Ghost and the devil can't move you. He can't shake you and cause you to be shook so much that you deny Him. We're just like a tree planted by the cedars of Lebanon. The roots go down deep, and that wind blows, and the wind blows, and you take an old little tree with no roots down in the ground, it'll blow away. Trailers will blow away. But you take the old cedar tree, You watch it in Florida down those highways. The old cedar tree will stand. It'll stand those Florida winds. It'll stand up. It can blow, 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 blow. And that old cedar's still there. That's you. That's you. That's you, my precious brother Hayes. That's you, you pastors. That's you, brothers and sisters. That's the church. When the old devil blows his horn and blows his wind, and his wind smells anyway. When he blows his wind, you're right there standing. Go ahead, devil, try it. And you're right there solid on the rock, Christ Jesus. And I saw that rock in heaven. There's two things in heaven. Jesus is represented as the rock. I saw lively stones. We're the lively stones. And I saw the slaughtered lamb, representing Jesus in heaven, the slaughtered lamb. But the most wonderful part about it, I saw and walked with Jesus. And there's no artist. They've been asked, what does Jesus look like? Children have asked, please tell me what Jesus looks like. Well, they've painted some beautiful pictures of Jesus. But I want to tell you something right now. No artist could ever paint those eyes of Jesus. When he came walking towards me, and I came walking towards him, and he took me just as he took the little children and held me in his arms and said, Percy, I love you. Oh, coming those words in heaven from Jesus. We're living in the day of the love ministry. Of the love ministry. This is the last ministry. The ministry of loving your brothers and loving your sisters. You know a good way to get a soul? Been dealing with those witches. I just learned to love them. If you ever get their feet in, just get their feet in love. And then get it up about here. And then finally, when you get, you know, this part in, come up a little higher and get their head under in love. And then you can tell them about Jesus. Then you can tell them about Jesus. Love will bring them in. Love will bring that sinner in. Love. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then may remain. Wherefore he receiving, we receiving kingdom which cannot be moved. His kingdom cannot be moved. You can't move Jesus. You can't move that rock. You can't move his kingdom. His kingdom is forever and ever and ever. And the kingdom's reserves is falling. I remember when there was many kingdoms in Europe and all over the world. Kings. Poor old King Haile Selassie. He fell with the rest of them. That country didn't have that poverty when he was king. When the communist generals took it over, and Russia come in there to that part of the area, put in there, then things begin to fail. Russia, communism, is not a prosperous country. They cannot feed their people. They cannot feed any place. They're not wherever they put that arm and sickle in the representation supposed to be of the worker, where they put it, and then they step in there, it starts to go down, and they get hungry. And God cuts off the rain, and he cuts it off. Russia's not having any rain. We don't have to fight Russia. God will starve them if they don't get out of there. They're not going to make it. We're going to make it. You know we're going to make it? By having a revival and serving God. That's where we're going to make it. By serving God. We're going to make it by declaring his kingdom. I went to his kingdom. Oh, hallelujah. Glory. Praise the Lord. Which cannot be moved. Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. As I stood before the altar of God, there, hot, fire hot, Jesus said, this is where the judgment's going to take place. And I couldn't look on the Father looking down. looked up. He said, look up at my father. There he sat up there. But yet Jesus, at the same time, Jesus is right on the right hand of God the Father and talking to me all at the same time. Now you figure that one out. All at the same time, talking to me, walking with me, and still he was on the throne. That little Indian girl down there was laying there in the jungles. Little old dark-skinned Indian girl with hair in the mud. She said, I saw Jesus, what he looked like, just like us Indians. He's all things to all men. And you know, praise the Lord, but I saw him in his beauty. Not in his full beauty, but in his heavenly, powerful spirit sitting on the right hand of God the Father. Then he can walk with his eyes and his eyes. Truthfully, he's the Lamb of the city and he's the light. And when he looks, everywhere he looks, it's the most powerful pair of eyes you ever saw. It just lights up everything. Just lights it up. Lights it up bigger than the largest floodlight going into heaven when you look upon that great Brazilian, one of the biggest power plants in the world is in Brazil. Biggest. And they brag about having a light that lights up heaven. It goes way up there. I'm telling you, some light. If you ever go to Brazil, you see it. But the powerful eyes of Jesus make that look just like a little squirt light. Just makes it look like a flashlight. Just makes it look like a pop. His eyes are so powerful and so bright. And we walked over to the windows of heaven with Jesus across the river of life. And on each side of the river of life, there are trees, beautiful trees, that bear different fruit every month, 12 times a year. Can you imagine getting an orange tree, a little berry, and give you fresh oranges every month? And he took one of those fruits off of that tree and told me to eat. Then when after he told me that, then he picked a leaf off of one of the trees and laid it on my soul breast. And he said, Percy, go. That is for the healing of the nations. That is for the healing of the nations. So, I've got to obey the Lord, but I love doing it. Listen to this scripture. Read it from 1 Chronicles 29, 11 and 12. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power. We're talking about the Lord. Now, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Say it, Jesus is Lord. Say it, Jesus is Lord. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty for all that is in heaven and in the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and yours you are exalted as head above all. He's the head of our church. He told me. Jesus is Lord. He's Lord. So what do? We give him the preeminence. You can't give men the preeminence. You give Jesus the preeminence. Just use his name and say, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to God. And the devils run. They run. They can't stand when you start praising. Say, praise you, Jesus. Please say it. Praise you, Jesus. Say, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Stand up and say it. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Say it. Jesus is Lord. 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 Woo! Say it. Oh, my. Oh, sit down. He loves that. I'm going to lay hands on you tonight. You're going to have this Fulgrim lay hands on you. That's right, tonight. Now read 2 Timothy 1 and 7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love. Don't forget that. And a sound mind. A sound mind. A sound mind. A sound mind. A solid sound mind. And you know what it is to get a sound mind is? Rebuke them devils and cast them out. That's somebody with a sound mind can do that. And only somebody with a sound mind can do that. An old devil's mind can't do it. Somebody with a mind of God. He'll keep him in perfect peace, says the Word of God, whose mind is stayed on him. Brother Norval Hayes, you keep stayed with God. I know it. You keep your mind on God all the time. Brother Hayes is thinking about God all the time. Nowhere where he goes, he's thinking about the supernatural. God showed me that. And that's exactly the way my ministry is. Thinking about God. Got no time to go to horse races. No time to... used to love to hunt. I sold my guns. Don't have any desire for used to swim the Amazon. In fact, all those kind of swim in the Amazon. Swim across, swim. I thought that was something to be able to swim. But I'm telling you, it's much better to float and go up. Much better to float and go up. I floated and went up. A whole lot better than swimming. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo! Praise the Lord. Acts 1 and 8. But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witness unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the world. And God has got me to fulfill that commission. Jesus looked at me and sat me down in a business meeting. I was in a business meeting one time, and one fellow got so mad, he poked a pistol through the door and said, if you don't vote me, I'll kill you. I saw it. Heard it was there. But that was the most beautiful business meeting that I could ever get in. I'm sitting there, sitting down on a seat, and there was nothing underneath me. Sitting on the Spirit of God. He told me to sit down. I sat down and looked around. No stool, no chair, no nothing. Just sitting. Just sitting. And nothing underneath me but the Spirit of God. I was just sitting there. Then they begin to discuss with me the world ministry that I must fulfill. The world ministry. I'm 82 years old. And what I've got to do, I've got to do it for God and for heaven. What I've got to do is that. And this is that. That was prophesied by the prophet Joel. This is that, what we got. We're prophesying. Speaking in tongues. Praying for the sick. Went all through that with me. Through, and I sat there in the middle. And I remember Abraham looking over and looking on. Moses was over there looking on. Elijah was all looking at me. There was the archangels. I'll tell you something right now. In Jesus' name, I dare not move one inch to one bit to the left or the right. I dare not do one thing. Not do anything else but carry this message to the four corners of the earth. Dare not do it. And you know the one most wonderful part about it? It's already working. God's sending them. My pastor's wife there 60 years ago, she told me her son was dealing in billions of dollars. I said, may God put me in touch with another billionaire? Another billionaire is out in California dealing in billions. I got to go and see him. I'm telling you, that maybe he wants to put it in Indonesia someplace. Only reason I'll see them is to get this message and this ministry into the four corners. He's already got Italy conquered, already got Japan conquered, already got China conquered. Going to conquer them for Jesus, and it's going to take $12 billion, and that's nothing in the sight of God. Pastor, that's nothing. 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 One crook got saved. Got enough to take care of Italy. Just one crook I got converted. Just one crook. Got him converted, loving Jesus, and he's just full of love. From a crook to a saint. From a crook to a saint. It's only God can change a crook. It's only God can change a liar. It's only God can change a thief. It's only God can change all of these different sins. It's only God can do it. And when he does it, he does a perfect job. A perfect job. A perfect job. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Go back. Acts 20 and 18. To open their eyes and to turn them from the darkness, listen, to the light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance. Oh, don't stop at that. As for forgiveness of sins, you also get an inheritance. You know, it's something to have an inheritance of eternal life. Something to have an inheritance to get in that heavenly home with Jesus, 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 Jesus. Glory. Woo, glory, hallelujah. It's in my feet, brother. In my feet. All over me and keeping me alive. From the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them sanctified by faith that is in the preacher. That is in me. In me, says the word, in me. In Jesus. In God, in Jesus. But as many receive him, go ahead, John 1:12, and as many as receive him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, and to them that believe on his name. What is it to be a son of God? I was the grandson of a grandpappy. He was a Baptist preacher, preached all through this country, through this part of the country, preached. He laid his hands on me, and what he said, son, I'm going to lay my hands on you, and you're going to be a powerful preacher. I said, what, Grandpa? You're going to be a powerful preacher and have a powerful power. And said, you're going to deliver those that are in sin. My grandpa told me that. So that's what they commissioned me in heaven. I went with my aunt through this country, 93 years old, and showed me where my grandpa preached. Went through here in the snow. And got through here, and she jumped out in those boots and taking pictures of all those churches. Said, this is where he preached. Picture, picture, picture. And I couldn't keep up with her at 93 years old. She was some woman, my mother's sister. Hallelujah. My mother was born in Virginia up here, because Grandpa preached in Virginia, and my father was a stiff, starchy Englishman. But God made him melt down. I saw him on his face with his nose in the carpet crying. He was blubbering and crying. Grandpa Cox received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, in 1908. Can you imagine a Baptist back there in 1908 getting filled with the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues? He was plowing out there on my grandfather's farm. I went into my grandma. I said, Grandma, Grandpa's out there speaking French. You know, out there saying, so I'm going to say, yeah, when he gets to speaking that, no use waiting for him, let's have the dinner, because he won't be in for the rest of the day. Won't be in. Put the mules, the horses up to the sycamore tree, and he was speaking in tongues, under the sycamore tree. And here's exactly God's language. So started talking to me. First I said, Jesus, tell me, I can speak language up here. I said, I can talk to you. I'm not talking English. And I can understand what you're saying, and you can understand what I'm saying. Yes? Talk to me just like that. He's just as easy to talk to as your mother. That's how easy Jesus is to talk in heaven. But yet those powerful eyes. We've already crossed the river of life. We've looked out there. And he told me at the floodgates, he says, see these shaky floodgates? Yes. He says, my father's going to take his foot. He's going to push them wide open. And when they do, the power and the Spirit of the Lord is coming down and shake the earth. You're going to shake it, and they bust out those graves, and the dead is coming out of there, and they're coming up in the great rapture. The world's going to be shaken by the power of the living God. It's in that scripture where he's going to shake the heavens and shake the earth. He's going to shake it. Shake, shake, shake. So he said, now we're going to take you into the business meeting. After going, sitting on the love seat, sitting, seat of administration, the seat of knowledge, learn all these things, and I want to tell you, it would take forever to tell it. Forever. But here's what happened. I'm sitting there. I've had hands laid on me. Your precious husband, Sister Bat, laid his hands on me. First one to lay his hands on me for the Holy Ghost. Over 60 years ago. You know, he's in God. Chose me, told me, because I'd stood the test. You stood the test. And he said, I know that you'll do what I tell you. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful to know and please Jesus and going to do just exactly what it tells you? Just do what Jesus tells you? Amen. A good preacher will do exactly what God tells him. He won't listen, the man of God, to the city fathers. He'll do it. Putting up a tent one time. And they have 3 weeks trying to get a permit to put up a tent. Never forget it. And God heard the voice saying, just go in among that bunch and speak in tongues and dance all over that commission place. I got in there, spoke in tongues, and began to dance in front, praise the Lord, and they were writing out the permit. Want to get rid of me or something. But I mean, they recognize the power of the living God. You don't have to back up for the devil for nothing, my brothers. You don't have to back up no way, not one inch from the devil. You don't have to ever back up from the devil. No way. No way. You can look in those faces of clay and demand. You can demand reverence. You can demand anything that they're supposed to give you. You can demand it because you have the right. You represent the greatest reality in this earth is heaven, representing Jesus, representing God, filled with the Holy Ghost. So there I'm sitting. And then they begin to prophesy. Do they prophesy in heaven? I'll tell you, they prophesy in heaven. Don't think that everything happens down there. You're just a little part of what's happening up there. Prophesied over me in heaven. Heaven prophesied over me in heaven. Hallelujah. Prophesied. It's got to be God because an 82-year-old man would never have that in him. Not walking around sick with a lumbago. Amen. Or arthritis. Or TB. It's all gone. I've got a pure, holy body. And I believe if I got married, I could make 100 children. Hallelujah. 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 God's given me a good body. A big body, a good body, a strong body. I'm all man. I tell you, I'm all man. Not a sissy, but all man. I've been through the test and tried. I've been through the test. You know, looking down the face of a machine gun, trying to martyr me. Looking in the face of a knife ready to stab you. Being beat. for the gospel. God used Paul because he went through a lot of things. God used me, and I know because I've been prepared to do what he's told me to do. I don't care one thing about a penny. I'm so rich, I don't know what to do with it. You mean to say you're rich? Yeah, I'm rich. What do you mean you're rich? I own all the mountains. I own all the hills. I own all the gold and all the silver. All of it belongs to my God. And I've got an inheritance for all of that gold, that silver. We're supposed to be rich and not poor. We preach to that poor man to make him rich in the spirit and rich in finances. Rich. Rich. Rich in Jesus. Rich. Rich in the Lord. Oh, glory. So I'm sitting there in a heavenly business meeting. Sitting there. And I'm talking. And I'm talking to Jesus. Talking back, not in this language, in the same language. And I said, how did that happen to me, Jesus? He said, remember when you used to get in travail? Yes, he's talking to me. You remember all those prayers that you do? And when you rolled on the floor, over and over and over, they used to call me a holy roller. Said he does a lot of rolling. I don't care if I jump, sing, swim, just so I have the fullness of God. And dancing, singing, all these things in the Lord. And he said, when you pray, Percy, when you was praying and it was praying out of your belly, I'll tell you, when you rebuke the devil, it comes out of your belly. He can't take that no way. Did you ever feel that tongue was coming up and down in here and your stomach just going up and down inside and coming out like hot fire? It comes out of my belly like hot fire. Like hot fire, 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 fire. Baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, fire, fire. And here is what he said. That is God's language. Officially he said it. It is official from heaven, from Jesus. That's God's language. You know why Kennedy's in the outer perimeter? You know he accepted Jesus right before he was shot in Dallas? You ever know that? Yes, he did. He accepted Jesus. That's a fact. That night, about after all their parties, a man walked into John F. Kennedy's room. He said, to make a good present, you must be prayed for. And he accepted Jesus as his Savior. Nobody, I know it for a fact. I know it for a fact. And then, when he got shot, and then God took him to the outer... What's the outer perimeter of heaven? The outer perimeter of heaven goes all the way around heaven. 2 million miles perimeter all the way around. And all of those souls just been washed in the blood. They're not ready to go before the throne of God because they cannot speak his language. And I said to Jesus, what's all those millions of souls Jesus doing out there? He said, they're learning God's language. Learning God. How long is it going to take them? He said, 1,000 years. 1,000 years in the outer perimeter to learn, get instructed by the archangel when you can get it all in 2 minutes down here. 2 minutes. All you got to do, get it 2 minutes and come right out of your belly and you're talking in God language and then you can go right ahead and practice it every day, every morning, every night. Practice it every day. Let God speak out of your belly every day. Oh, it feels so good. You know what's in me? Fire. Fire. Not cocaine. Fire. Not whiskey, fire. Not beer, fire. Not beer, fire. What fire? Fire, fire from heaven. Fire.
the fire, victory over sin and the purity within. The fire that had at Pentecost.